Apollo Control Houston, 3 minutes away now from time of ignition, less than a minute away now from time of Carnarvon LOS. The data will be monitored by the Araya aircraft in the area. We're at 2 hours, 31 minutes ground elapsed time. This is Apollo Control Houston.
Houston, we're about LOS Carnarvon, handing over to Araya. We'll watch the booster for you. Spacecraft's all yours.
Thank you much.
Apollo Control Houston, 2 minutes away now from time of ignition for the translunar injection burn. We should be monitoring data from the instrument unit on the S-4B. The Araya aircraft has acquired Apollo 16. We're at 2 hours, 32 minutes ground elapsed time, proceeding now toward the time of ignition for the translunar injection burn. Booster reports the LH engines have been turned on. We're at 2 hours, 32 minutes ground elapsed time. Mark 1 minute away from time of ignition. Booster reports all systems proceeding normally. Less than a minute away now from time of ignition. 40 minutes away now, or 40 seconds away now. Standing by at 2 hours, 33 minutes ground elapsed time. This is Apollo Control Houston. Booster says we're go for the burn. 16 seconds away. Booster systems engineer reports ignition on the third stage. The thrust looks good, he says.
16, we're showing good thrust on the S-4B.
Roger.
Monitoring data from the instrument unit shows a slow buildup in our velocity. Velocity now reading at 26,147 feet per second. Booster reports a good stable burn. Mark 1 minute into the burn.
Good.
Roger, we're looking good here.
Instrument unit data shows velocity now reading 26,932 feet per second.
We've seen TU shift, the thrust looks good.
Displays and mission control show our trajectory right down the middle of the plot board. Looking good. Coming up on 2 minutes. Mark 2 minutes since time of ignition.
16 Houston at 2 minutes, looking good.
Roger. Right on in here.
Roger.
Minutes 30 seconds since time of ignition. Velocity now reading through the instrument unit 28,841 feet per second. Since time of ignition, a velocity now showing at 29,956 feet per second. Booster systems engineer reports the burn performance looks real good. Minutes 30 seconds since time of ignition. The velocity now reading 30,852 feet per second. Mark, 4 minutes since time of ignition. The velocity now.
Through Araya 3 now. Burn time is as predicted, 5:43. Everything looks good.
Velocity now reading 32,073 feet per second. Present altitude 119 nautical miles. Since time of ignition, a velocity now 33,864 feet per second. Present altitude 143 nautical miles. Seconds to go. Everything's still looking good. 35,132 feet per second velocity.
Roger.
Booster reports a shutdown on time. Guided cutoff.
Roger. Looked like normal shutdown and a guided cutoff.
Looks like
we're
looking at
Apollo Control Houston at 2 hours, 40 minutes ground elapsed time. Booster systems engineer reports everything looks good at this time. We're about 4 minutes away now from acquisition of Apollo 16 by the Hawaii tracking station. Standing by, continuing to monitor. This is Apollo Control Houston.
16 Houston. If it's convenient, would you give us a VI at cutoff?
Okay, Gordy, we got you a late time. Semi. Gordy, we approved the display on the,
okay, Ken, we copied that, although you faded out at the end. We'll be up on Hawaii here at 4-4. Charlie, you're just about unreadable. Copy that you're in Pooh, and we're standing by for Hawaii acquisition.
Okay,